Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. Chad Mutry is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, more than a dozen years, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. He's our good friend again. Chad, thanks for being here. When we went to the break, I was telling people, and they were just getting whiplash from me saying that as much of a detractor as I've been of President Obama's anti-business rhetoric and policies, and he's just been taking the marketplace on. My people, especially small business owners, have been really hurt by the Obama policies. I have to stop and say, good job, Mr. Obama, President Obama, for your plan for trade in the Pacific, on the Pacific Rim. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, I certainly we would have liked to have seen the president engaged in the first term on trade,
right,
even more, although, you know, to his credit, you know, we did get some trade agreements through in the first term.
But better late than never.
Negotiated by President Bush.
You're not taking the shine off my bragging on him.
I'm not, and to his credit, he has gone out there and he's, you know, taken on many of his allies.
Senator Reid, how about that?
Senator Reid, who
would have thought that those two would go best two falls out of three over something?
And you know, he was at Nike on Friday talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Certainly, I think, you know, from a manufacturer's perspective, trade is important.
Where did he get this new religion?
Well, I think he long has supported trade. I think he recognizes that trade is important for manufacturers and for businesses. I mean, you have to recognize that 95% of the world's market is outside of our borders,
but how do you love trade and hate the employer?
Well,
you know, that's like Songhees used to say, you can't love the employee and hate the employer. You know, how do you love trade and stick your NLRB on Boeing?
Well, I'm not gonna psychoanalyze it. I'm just.
But you
say
see what I mean. I mean. It's not logical, is it?
Well, I'm not gonna second guess it.
I guess I am taking the shine off my bracket. Right? All right, so I'm gonna stop.
You're trying to.
Go ahead, Jack.
I mean, from our perspective, you know, TPA is important. We want
trade
promotion authority is vital for us to be able to pass not just agreements in the Pacific.
Explain.
And in Europe.
We did it last week, but do it again. Tell them why Trade Promotion Authority specifically. What's the catch? What's the trigger there?
Well, keep in mind that these trade agreements are negotiated with, you know, very fine documents and lots of intricacies, and you really can't have 435 House members and 100 senators adding amendments to it. I think that certainly could throw a monkey wrench into the whole negotiation process. And so, you know, historically, what we've done is had an up or down vote. That's what TPA means. And, you know, the Trade Promotion Authority legislation gives guidelines for what they, you know, legislators expect to be in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what's moving its way through Congress right now.
Right.
If you remember, the Democrats denied Trade Promotion Authority reauthorization of President Bush in 2007. So the president has not had this authority for 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what we're seeking. We're hoping that we'll be able to get enough of, you know, bipartisan support. Hopefully, the president's support will give enough a few Democrats to vote with Republicans and get that across.
Is that going to happen? Do you think it's going to work?
Well, it all hinges on what happens. Obviously, as you know, Harry Reid has said he wants the Senate to vote on other things first.
Has anybody told him he's no longer in the majority?
Hopefully we
Is
can
he
break
forgotten?
That.
We need to send him a memo, don't we?
I'm sure that McConnell's giving him that memo.
I hope he's doing that. So why should, out here on Main Street, why should we like this? Not TPA as much as the Trans-Pacific.
Well, number one, trade means jobs. We have a trade surplus, a manufactured trade surplus, with the 20 trade agreement countries that we do have. And keep in mind that the U.S. is actually a fairly open market. Our competitors compete here against us
right.
all the time.
Right.
I think the real advantage of trade agreements is that it brings down barriers overseas. And so for the U.S. perspective, that actually is a win-win. It allows us to go into markets with fewer barriers and hopefully some markets that we haven't really penetrated that much. That includes Japan. I know Japan's entry in the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is
mm-hmm.
controversial. But keep in mind, you know, we don't really have a lot of access to the Japanese market.
What companies?
Anything we can do to open and get into that, it will be helpful.
What countries are in the Trans-Pacific?
There are 12 countries, including the U.S. So Japan is part of it, but also so is Mexico and Canada. So, you know, the NAFTA countries are in it.
Right.
But you also have much of Southeast Asia, with the exception of China. China is not
mm-hmm.
part of it, and that's the key.
What about Korea?
Korea is, but you know, Korea, we already have a free trade agreement
right.
with Korea. So
Japan, Vietnam, Thailand,
yes.
Indonesia.
Yes.
Malaysia, like those countries, right?
Yes.
All right.
The key thing, of course, the president is saying this is a counterbalance to China. And so that's certainly how the president is
and
selling
so,
it.
So China is not doesn't like this, right?
China's not. Well, I mean, they don't like it. I think that they would have liked to have been included. Although, you know, the reality is, China already has trade agreements with many of these countries already.
Right.
So it's not really. I think from our perspective, that would have really hurt its abilities to get past.
Right. Good report, Chad. That's very informative. And folks, my attitude. Chad was talking about trade means more jobs. You know, the more small business owners. More and more of us do business with big companies. We're more vertically integrated as a partner, as a vendor partner with big companies. So the more they're doing business overseas, the more they need help from us. So I like trade. And I remind you what Basquiat said 150 years ago. When goods cross borders, armies don't. Ten Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.